These cats are about to go crazy.
Duncan thinks he sees something in the carpet.
We record in the house after the one time. Again, when we said we're not going to do it again.
I know.
And all hell breaks loose. Buffy's trying to attack your wires.
And now Duncan is loafing on top of one of the wires.
His asshole is on top of your wire.
Mmm, delicious.
Delicious.
At least I have my tea. Thank you, God.
Okay. Welcome, 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 welcome to the best show on the internet, on the interwebs. This is Around the Bar, and you are entering the danger zone. It's an unfortunate place for you to be.
What, here, listening to us?
Yeah, listening
don't
to us.
Tell her. Don't tell them that.
Well.
Well, but it's kind of true.
It might be true.
We've had a day, so.
You've had a day. It's just been hot outside. I got home a little bit early, but I cleaned the cat litter. I didn't just clean the cat litter. I took the cat litter outside. Then I scraped it out with the pressure washer. I pressure washed the cat litter, and then I came in. I was gonna put cat litter in both the bins, but mm-hmm. we didn't have enough for both of them, so I had to order some more. It'll be here at some point today. So,
which means we'll do it tomorrow.
Which means I'll probably do it. No, because we have things to do tomorrow.
Well, I don't know. We'll do it at some point when I find the will to live.
I mean, it's not hard to do. It's actually quicker for me to do that than it is for me to scoop it. Mm-hmm. And it's not as hard. Buffy, of course, is fucking cracked right now. Why is she cracked right now?
She's always cracked, and she's going to get Duncan cracked, too.
Duncan's just going to get beat up, and he's going to run away.
There they go. Oh, my God. Did that pick up?
I don't know. These mics don't have as much.
They just slammed into the wall.
I might have picked up, but.
Because they're fighting. Last night, they had an epic battle while we were sitting on the couch.
I couldn't even see it.
Oh, my God. It was insane. They were.
I could only hear it. I could hear
like
one screaming.
They were fighting each other so hard. I was like worried that one of them was like hurt. It was like. It was like the most insane thing I've ever seen.
They beat the fucking shit out of each other.
Yeah, but it's funny because it truly is like play.
It's one-sided, too.
They're so obsessed with each other. It's I like, think Duncan just takes it.
Buffy is always the aggressor.
Yeah.
100%
Buffy's
of the time.
Buffy's an instigator.
I don't actually... Sometimes...
No, I take that back. The only time Duncan is an instigator is when he comes up and starts licking Buffy's head.
That's what I thought was going to happen when they were sitting on my lap and he was just licking her ear.
Duncan really likes sitting right by the wires, too.
And
he doesn't even mess with them. He just loafs right beside them.
He was licking her head, and he was just, or her ear, and her ear kept getting stuck to his tongue. And he'd go, I have a video of it. I might post it on the.
He just looked at you when you did that.
I'll post the video next time. When we post this episode, the video will get posted with it.
They are truly insane. I'm surprised. One of them is up here sitting with me right now.
Yeah, I'm surprised too.
With my blanket on my lap.
Yeah, Buffy just wants to kill Duncan. I don't know if it's just like she's like
she wants to kill him like in a like it's it, don't get me wrong, it's aggressive, but it's in like a love aggression.
Yeah. Oh my God, it's got a lot of
game
now. Whoa, I'm loud as hell. I'm sorry, everybody. Is that better?
Whoa.
We good now?
Yeah, like, that's better.
I was worried if I moved my hand on the microphone.
You blew my socks off.
But we're switching things up. We're back in the office because it's like 90 degrees outside, and I didn't turn the AC on in the bar.
Yeah.
And every time I
have a feeling there's going to be a few more of these during the summer because we will forget to turn the
next
AC
microphone
on.
We're going to invest in is another one of these.
Uh huh. Like the handheld.
Do you have?
I kind of like the handheld ones better, actually.
It's not
I think
bad.
You can kind of control like. You know, you can control things better. If I want to take a sip of my tea, I can just, you know, remove it from
we'll
my mouth.
We'll see how it is in the post and see how much noise it is, like with my hands and all that stuff, and how much it picks up of us. Because if we need to do more gain or whatnot, we were gonna sit in the living room today,
mm-hmm.
but we decided we wanted sweet potatoes with dinner, and we turned the oven on.
And everybody knows sweet potatoes take like 2 hours to cook.
And the oven, it's got like
It like hums. It's like, because that thing's old as dirt, and
it's
sucks.
Not that old.
It sucks.
It's just an electric oven.
I hate it.
We need a new oven.
I hate it.
My
if
dad,
anyone's getting rid
well,
of
no,
an oven,
we have an oven at Ty's house.
Yeah, I know, but I have lost hope in that.
We need to just bite the fucking bullet.
I'm not paying for a brand new oven and stove. I'm not doing
it. I will pay for a brand new oven and stove. Wait,
no, we will not.
Wait. If it's on sale and it has an air fryer inside of it.
We have an air fryer, though.
But could you imagine an oven-sized air fryer, though?
An oven is just an oven-sized air fryer. That's what an oven is.
No, they make like special places.
An air fryer is just a small convection oven.
The fancier air fryer or fancier new ovens, they have a whole like spot in the oven. It's just air fryer spot.
Okay, well, you know what I think we should do?
What?
Is get a very cheap to free new oven.
Well, we need to just buy a new door. That's all we have to do for that oven sitting in my dad's.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know how much longer. Like, how much is that glass going to cost?
We could buy a new door for like $500.
I don't want to spend that though, because that's not fair.
We're
going
to make him spend it because he broke it.
That's not fair because we weren't supposed to have to pay anything.
There's so many things that he left us. My father is on a 5-week long road trip right now.
Oh, I wonder if they're listening to us as a little road trip.
Oh, bullshit. They will not. They don't even know about this. And no, I hope to God they don't know about this.
They
but
don't.
They, they're on a 5-week-long road trip.
I don't even think Ty knows what a podcast is.
He probably does. He'd be like, oh, it's just kind of like a talk show on the radio.
I was going to say, what's that? Oh, my gosh. What is that? Talk show. The talk radio. What is that?
What do you mean, sports talk?
No, the
hold on. You're
the super, super popular one that's been around forever, the one on the radio. What is it called? What are you doing with my mic? Ah!
Hang on, everybody. BRB. That might have fixed it.
Oh, is that better? You were cutting it. What is that? Oh, can't I think of the name of it?
Do you hear yourself in your headset?
Yeah. Oh.
I keep hearing you go like in and out.
Can you hear me now?
I've been able to hear you. I just
can you hear
stop.
Me?
That's really loud. But you've been like cutting in and out. And if you do it again, I'm wondering if it's my headset. Oh. Like I don't hear you right now.
Yeah. No, it cut out. For mine too. Oh. Maybe I just can't pull that far away from my mouth. I think I just have to keep it really close to my mouth.
Pull it a little bit farther away and try to talk.
Hello.
It's not that then. Hang on, we gotta pause this. I think we're back. We're back, maybe.
Are we back?
Hopefully we don't cut out again.
I think we're back. I definitely should have Googled what that was while we were off.
What talk show? Howard Stern?
No, it's oh my gosh. It's on the radio. I don't know. Who cares?
I have no idea. I don't know radio shows.
It's the super, super popular radio station.
In Charlotte or just in general?
Just everywhere.
I don't know. Buffy, do not mess with the wire.
Anyway, it
doesn't
matter.
We just fixed this. You might have punctured the wire. I don't know. Whatever. I know for a fact that when they sent that picture, they had XM radio playing. They were listening to the Garth Brooks channel.
Oh, I'm sure they did. I keep cutting out.
Nothing can ever go right. This is just a shit show. We're back. We're back.
We're back. Part two.
I had to tape up Anna's microphone with some Gorilla Tape.
Yeah.
You know, weird, like, okay, it's moving away from mine. That's why it's cutting out like that. Because the gain is lower. We don't have to have it as high as we do in the bar.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to increase just a little bit. So if it gets too loud, just tell me. Okay. So we, you know, shut the door a little bit. I think I can hear the, I'll do it.
You're the one that told me that we don't need to shut the door.
I hope
you can't hear the oven from back here.
If you can hear the oven, just turn the episode. This is a lost episode.
That's what it sounds like, though.
This is the lost tape.
Wait, be quiet so they can hear it. You can't hear it.
I don't think you can hear it either. I think you're right. But, so, you know what? Skin problems have the weirdest names.
Like, yeah. Like, they're all very scientific.
They're all really nasty sounding, like wart. Wart is such a nasty sounding word, like a name.
Wart.
Wart. Like, it's just such a disgusting sounding term used for something. Wart. You got like a pimple.
Cyst.
Cyst.
Nodule.
What's the one? The red ones.
Abscess.
Abscess. And they have like a... What are the bumps? Like skin tags.
Ew, pimples.
Pimple doesn't zit. And what's the one that they that are red? Boils.
Ew, a boil, a mole.
A mole. So I've been in the process
a liver spot
of treating two warts on my hand. And I had them frozen at the dermatologist. That's like, it's such a morbid thing. They just go in there and burn the fucking shit out of you with some cold thing.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, so if this doesn't work, call me back and I will prescribe you a very expensive cream. And I had to call back and get the cream. And then a month and a half has gone by. I've been using it. Nothing's happened except it's just hard now. And it's like disgusting.
It's hard and like grayish white.
It's because the skin is like dead there.
Yeah.
And she was like, how did she tell you to do this? I said, well, she told me to put a Band-Aid over it at night and put the cream on there. And the person from the pharmacy was like, no, you're supposed to put duct tape on it with the cream. So it's like when you rip it off in the morning, it's supposed to rip layers of skin off.
Ugh, which like, sounds terrible.
I was like, what? Are you kidding? She was like, no, I'm being 100% serious right now. If you don't believe me, I will put someone else on the line and they can tell you this. I was like, I believe you, but why? She's like, well, normal Band-Aids will suck up the ointment.
Suck it up.
Sucking all that ointment up. But I was like, okay, let me try it. I only have Gorilla Tape. Like,
yeah.
Gorilla Tape is great for like sealing things up. Like,
right.
I put it around we have a garage door in the bar that I have the projector screen on, and me being too lazy to put a board up and make it a solid wall, I just went on the outside and Gorilla taped everything. So nothing can get in and nothing can get out.
Right.
No screams can be heard from the outside.
Ooh.
And I don't have the duct tape, so I use the Gorilla Tape on it. The Gorilla Tape, for one, did not stick to my hand, only around where the cream was. And with the Gorilla Tape, it let the cream get spread around, so there's much more of a dead spot on my hand now.
Oh, great.
And when I pulled the Gorilla Tape off, I looked at it, and the Gorilla Tape was burnt from the cream.
What?
They had all, like,
burnt?
It had like a place where all the like the sticky stuff, it was like all burnt and like crispy. It looked like something had been fucked up. So like...
Oh, my God.
I got the Gorilla Tape. Here, I have a whole fucking roll, so we had to tape up the microphones.
Yep, and now I have a nice little grip on my mic.
I did the same with mine. It feels like I'm in a 2012 scene band that has the taped up microphone, like I'm Asking Alexandria.
Duncan just walked over. Okay, so just a tiny little backstory. I promise this won't take very long.
But go ahead.
It was so funny because I just saw it happen. So we have these old, like, these old car mats.
From Anna's grandparents' car.
Yeah, from my pawpaw, and they were in his car.
Wait, we need a backstory on this backstory.
What?
Pawpaw will get something.
Yeah.
And he put WeatherTex in his car.
Yeah.
And if he tries to give his things away,
if
you don't take the things, it hurts his feelings.
Yeah, you cannot tell Pawpaw no.
I had to take Paw Dad's Toyota Camry floor mats.
Like the cloth floor mats. The
carpet floor mats. What am I going to do?
They say Camry on it.
What am I going to do? I drive a Tacoma.
But of course, he was like,
Sportage.
He said, I thought that y'all could use these. And of course, I'm going to say, yeah. Like, sure, we'll take them because I don't want to hurt his feelings. So
Pawpaw is so crazy.
We love us some Pawpaw, though. So, and if you know my Pawpaw, then you know how he is. But anyway, we have these floor mats. And of course, we couldn't use them. So we were just going to, you know, toss them or whatever. But then we were like, wait, the cats love to. And first of all, I will say they don't tear things up. Like, they're really good. They don't, you know, scratch at furniture or, you know, mess anything up. But sometimes they'll get like a little wild hair up their ass. And instead of going to their scratching post like they normally do, sometimes they will just like.
Go to a rug.
Yeah, they'll just like go to a rug or like a little like on the carpet in the room, and they'll just do like a quick little like 10-second like little scratch knead thing on the carpet.
Then run.
Yeah. They always do it when they're cracked. So we were like, okay, let's put them in the office. Let's put the car mats in the office so that they can go and kind of use that as a scratching spot.
Yeah.
And I think they do a lot of the time.
They scratch that, and then they...
they love to scratch that, and
we
so...
We used to have a tower in here for them, a small tower. It was like,
oh, yeah.
It was more of a one-story house for them. And they would go right beside the tower and scratch, even though they had scratching posts on the tower.
Right. They just really like that little spot where we put the mats for some reason. So we just leave them. There's just like random car mats on the ground because the cats love to just like go and rip it up sometimes. Mm-hmm. But anyway, all of that to say, it reminded me of that story because Duncan just walked over there and went crazy on the mat for a second and just ran away.
Yeah, after. He does that.
It just always makes me laugh because, like, why? Like,
it makes me laugh because they do it right beside things. Like, he, like, sometimes they just scratch directly beside the floor mat. Like,
yeah, I know.
What was that? Are they in the kitchen?
What? I don't hear anything.
They're not in the kitchen, are they?
Well, I don't know. I can't see into the kitchen.
Can you not hear into the kitchen?
Not with my headset on.
I heard a ruckus. I don't know what they're doing.
It could just be Duncan trying to knock over his feeder.
It could be.
Do you want to go check?
No.
What about the salmon?
It's frozen still. They're not going to be doing much.
Remember, Buffy got into that pack of frozen chicken.
Well, it's easier to get into frozen chicken because it's more meaty, but the salmon is very small. He'd have to move the cutting board. He'd have to move that.
I don't put anything past Duncan, though. When Duncan's on the hunt for food, he will face anything.
He is merciless when it comes to that kind of stuff.
He really is. He's insane.
This is a curse podcast.
Like, yeah, today is curse for some reason.
Today's curse. Anna's mic's cutting in and out.
But anyway,
oven.
Duncan is truly not afraid of anything when it comes to reaching his edible destination. Needs. He will literally battle any foe for food, even for a sniff. He's obsessed.
I wish we could get him in here, get him to talk. Duncan, come. Talk. Duncan, come get on this podcast right now.
You want me to call him in here again?
Duncan, come here. Come here. Get your ass in here, boy. Boy.
You're not loud enough.
All right. Well, let me mute your mic. You yell at him.
Come here.
We're trying to get him in here.
Duncan.
The kid needs to be introduced on the podcast. Bad podcasting 101.
Duncan.
All right. He's got 2 more seconds to come in here. All right, I'm giving up. Stop. It's enough.
No. Well, usually he comes right away, but
he's probably eating the fucking salmon in the kitchen.
So. He probably is. Taking a shit.
Okay, so as soon as I got home, I cleaned the kitty litter.
Uh-huh.
And I scraped it out, put new stuff in there, and I was scooping the other one because we didn't have enough. And within 25 seconds of me starting to clean the other one, I even had the bag that I was scooping in sitting in the fresh litter, just sitting on top of it.
Uh-huh.
Duncan comes and pisses in the litter box as I'm working, like, right there. He's closer to me right now. Like, he's, like, as close as I was to the microphone to me.
Mm.
Then, like, about 3 minutes later,
just pissing.
I look in there, and Buffy's taking a dump.
Ew.
Like, in the fresh litter. It's like, it's that fast.
They love fresh litter, though. That's one thing about cats, is they will shit in some fresh litter.
They don't care if it's clean. It's because they'll ignore if it's just, like, scooped.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's clean, if it's brand new litter.
Oh, yeah, they love it. They love it.
Got them frisked.
Look, there's Buffy coming in. Hey, Buff.
Buffy, you want to talk on the podcast?
Nope, she turned and went into the sunroom. She's probably like, y'all talking about shitting?
Yeah.
She's gotta, like, oh, go. Gotta go. Shit. Yeah, so what?
The start of wedding season.
Yes, it does.
And
we've got a long season ahead of us.
We do. We had a wedding last weekend.
Yeah, we did.
And this is a public apology to my cousin Allie.
Oh my God.
If she listens to the podcast, which she might, this is my apology for acting a fool at your wedding.
We had a great time, though.
We had a great time.
We had such a great time.
But
Caleb was
a menace.
Like, you were truly a menace.
I was so drunk. Every time I'd go up and fill Anna's up, I'd get 2 cups. Like, I would drink one and get another one.
Tell me that.
Well, I was too drunk to tell you that.
Oh my God. And, well, at least I didn't have to get up and get my own refills.
That's true. And then at one point, like, I don't know what got me to this level, but I was just so, just in such a great mood. I was offering everybody weed. Like, I just was offering everybody a hit from the weed pen, and I was just like, you want a hit? I was even asking, like, aunts and uncles this.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yes.
I cannot believe myself.
I mean, it happens. And I mean, to be honest, most of your aunts and uncles probably do smoke weed, so.
They'd be cool with it, at least.
Yeah. I mean, they don't give a shit.
Buffy, you got anything to say?
A little sniff.
But, yeah, I felt bad. But then, I just, at one point, I remember getting beer from a beer funnel spilled on me. And mm-hmm. I hope to God I impressed the crowd with my beer funneling skills.
There was only like three of us out there.
Yeah.
We were just shouting.
I feel so bad. And it was probably during an important part, too. Just knowing me, it would have been during something very important. I'm just like, yeah, fuck yeah, give me a beer bong.
Yeah. Oh, you hear them fighting out there?
They're fighting out there.
Yeah. So, but no, we had an amazing time. It was a beautiful wedding. But you know, anytime there's really like free flowing beer,
I can't control myself.
Well, you remember the chaotic energy we had at our wedding.
Like, I didn't drink that much at our wedding. I was buzzed.
Well, typically though, the bride and groom don't get to as much.
Yeah, we didn't get to eat.
Yeah. I mean, we drank, but not like that. We weren't like super drunk or anything.
Yeah, I'm just so glad we're not the one this year planning a wedding.
Thank you God. Thank you God.
I really just want to experience more weddings now. Like, I want to go to weddings.
Well, we have so many this year to go to.
We threw a banger.
Yeah.
And now whose phone's buzzing?
It's just work emailing me.
Well, ignore it. You're off the clock, babe. You're on the other clock. You're on the bar clock.
The bar clock? A bar o'clock? I wish. Wish I had a beer in my hand.
I'm not drinking anything this week. I drank way too much, and I felt like absolute dog breath the next morning.
Yeah.
Then the weekend prior, like, I haven't had a weekend where I didn't turn up in like a month and a half.
I know, we've been turning up a lot.
I have to stop.
Well, and now, you know, it wasn't because of the wedding, but, you know, I'm sure turning up so much now, you haven't really been feeling too hot this week, so.
No, I've been feeling really under the weather, just tired.
Yeah, just really so neat. I think this weekend will be a much needed break.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go down to the beach with my parents to help them out with a few things down there. So, unfortunately, not a vacation trip, but...
it's a vacation for me.
Yeah, it's a vacation for Caleb, a vacation away from me.
I need refresh weekends. So. It's nothing that Anna's doing wrong.
I mean, but that's for both of us, though. We both need, at some point, time for just us to kind of do our own thing and chill. Everybody does that.
Yeah. Like, pretty much any couple will tell you it's good to have a weekend on your own.
Well, and honestly, I think whether it's a weekend, you know, every now and again you need a weekend, or, you know, some people need, you know, more or less time, but, you know, it's such a joke to, you know, believe that couples just literally want to be under each other's skin 24/7. That's not how it works.
You don't want that, and I don't want that.
That's not how it works. I mean, especially when you're... When you're living together, you know, whether you're married or not, it doesn't matter. But if you're living together, you know,
that's too much.
Yeah. You can't just live inside each other's skin every day. You need space. So that'll be good. You'll have some time to kind of, you know, rest up and feel a little bit better. I get to go help my parents. And then we'll regroup again on Sunday.
I'm planning on doing some yard work is my plan.
Yeah. Although... you don't want all that pollen to get back up in your sinuses, though. Just make sure you wear a mask.
Yeah, if I'm doing anything where I have to blow leaves or, like, cut much down, I'm probably going to wear a mask.
Yeah, but you got, like, a little baby chainsaw thing, didn't you?
I did. I bought a tool today off Amazon. It was on sale for $40. It's like a handheld, like, the size of a drill, but it's got a chainsaw blade on the end.
So it's meant just for, like, little limbs and stuff?
It shows someone cutting a whole ass piece of wood down, but I need it just to cut, like, pieces of, like, we have a tree that's on the side driveway that's right beside my work truck, and it's full of dead limbs. I'm just going to go down and go, wah, wah, wah,
Yeah.
Cut them all
down.
It
just needs to be trimmed, yeah.
Just try to clean things up. I think I'm over the idea of putting mulch in that front area.
Why?
Because I think it'll wash.
What are you thinking, rocks?
I'm thinking leave the ivy, but blow the leaves out of it.
Yeah, but the ivy grows up the trees and can kill it.
But I heard differently, but I've also heard this that it does that. If we can keep the ivy manicured, it would look nice. Yeah, that's a lot of work, though. It's probably more work to put down fresh mulch every year. I missed the big sale at Lowe's. I fucked around and then go get
And your dad told you about the big sale.
But he could have just bought it for me, because I know he went and bought it.
Well, you know he's not going to do that.
He could have bought me 10 bags for $20.
Yeah, right. He's not like, going
to
do that.
But he expects me to go mow his grass.
Oh, yeah. When are you supposed to go do that?
I'm probably going to go Friday or Saturday morning.
Oh, you're going to go over the weekend? Okay.
I might go Thursday. I need to go to Lowe's to get some things for this weekend on the honey-do list.
Yeah, honey-do list.
I like getting the honey-do list done early on Saturdays, mm-hmm. so I don't have to fuck around with it at all the rest of the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So I can just sit around, like, chill out, watch TV, play video games.
Yep.
I don't have much going on this weekend.
Yeah, that'll be good. I mean, it'll be a good reset. The good thing about, you know, going somewhere with your parents, especially for a weekend.
You don't have to pay for anything.
You don't have to pay for anything. Whoop, whoop. So I certainly don't need to be spending any money. I certainly don't need to be, like, I, you know, we can both benefit from a break from, you know, a lot of drinking and stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, eating out a lot. You know, fast food and that junky stuff that you end up eating, you know, when you're drinking. Yeah. So that'll be good. We'll each get a break.
Speaking of drinking and fast food, we need to tell that story.
What story?
About last weekend, 2 weekends ago. About the
I can't remember anything.
The day drinking fiasco and our Uber Eats.
Oh, yeah.
So
that was a lot.
2 weekends ago. I smoked some ribs.
Yeah, and they were amazing.
Those who know my ribs know I take great pride in my ribs.
Right.
They're
any smoked meat, really.
Don't hold it down. That's why it's doing that. Stop holding it down there on the wire.
Well, excuse me.
You're the one fucking shit up. See how I have my wire just naturally holding like this?
Oh, well, just want to be just like
you? Can't all be perfect like me.
Yeah.
So I smoke my ribs. I take a ton of pride in my ribs.
Mm-hmm.
Takes at least 6 hours.
Mm-hmm.
They're not saucy. They're a dry rub. Mm-hmm. I can do a sauce. Maybe my next one's going to have a sauce on it. We're going to wait and see. But I prefer dry rubs. And so we're drinking. And we're like, let's invite some people over because we're already going to be drinking.
Yeah.
And why not? So we invite Kendall and Aaron over.
Yeah,
and
of course.
We share the ribs. Share the bountiful ribs. With our breath.
They brought some beans and some ice and some more beer.
Some
beans. And beer and chips.
Yeah.
So that was good.
And we just drank and drank and drank and drank and drank and drank.
And ate a rib and then drank and then drank.
And then me and Kendall just absolutely smoked the hell out of everything in the world.
Uh-huh.
It's like we were like little two crackheads just smoking everything.
Y'all were.
And so about midnight comes around. This is how you know we're old. Midnight comes around. We're hungry and tired. So we order Uber Eats.
We started drinking at like 1.
Yeah, we started drinking really early because I thought we have to get these on by 2.
Yeah, and you can't smoke meat and not drink while you do it.
Yeah,
so.
And you have to like be around to like check on things. If you're not around to check on things, shit goes south.
Yeah.
And you can get bad food that way. So we're doing our thing. Midnight rolls around. We're like, let's order Uber Eats. And we do. I don't remember what all we ordered. I think we ordered the family packs, right?
We ordered like $80 worth of McDonald's is all I know.
It was like 2 family packs.
We ordered a shit ton of food.
So it's supposed to come in 2
Way
bags.
Way more than
it's
we
supposed
needed.
To come in 2 bags.
Yeah.
1 bag would have had the drinks. Uh-huh. The second bag would have had
all
the food.
Yeah.
So we'll go ahead and say our piece of shit Uber driver claimed that she delivered both bags of food.
Mm-hmm.
I have cameras. They deliver 1 bag. And in that bag, in the single bag we had, there was only 3 high C punches.
We didn't even order high C.
We ordered Sprite.
Yeah.
So we were robbed of $80 worth of McDonald's when you're drunk.
Yep.
I hope that woman.
Yep.
And her son that were Uber Eat that were delivering with Uber.
How do you know that was her son?
Because it could have been her husband or boyfriend.
Was there even someone with her?
It was a man that delivered the food.
Oh.
And I hope that person got food poisoning from the food. And they ran over a nail on the way home and their tire blew out. So they're sitting on the side of the road with food poisoning, needing to shit so bad, but they have a flat tire and they're trying to change their tire and they shit down their leg. I wish nothing but the worst.
The ultimate punishment.
Of everything for that person. Yeah. Because that's...
That was so shitty.
Like, I get it. If we didn't tip, then steal the food, because fuck it. If you're not tipping on Uber Eats, you got to give something.
Yeah.
Then, but we tipped good.
Yeah, I mean, we're always more than fair. If anything, when we're drunk, we're going to over-tip.
I think Kendall said we over-tipped. I think Kendall said we tipped like $15.
Kendall's always a great tipper anyway, so I know that she did. And we ordered so much food. Like,
yeah. And please. It's not like we're that far from McDonald's. It's not a far drive.
No, we didn't
order at Crosstown Meals.
We're literally less than a mile from McDonald's.
So the person who stole our food, I don't remember your name. I remember what kind of car you drive. And remember you lying to me on the phone. I hope you got food poisoning.
And shit down your leg.
I hope every single member of that family that you fed with that food enjoyed their meals. But the two people that were in that car that made that decision.
I wish nothing but the best for your family.
I wish nothing but the best for the children who needed those food.
But you
and your fucking dickhead, whoever was with you, could have been a son, could have been a husband, could have
probably
been a boyfriend.
Probably a husband or a boyfriend or something.
Whoever, the two people that made that decision to steal my fucking food.
Yeah.
I hope your asshole burns.
Yep, shitty Magoo.
And I hope your fucking van breaks down.
Were they in a van?
Yes, they were in a van.
I wasn't even paying attention.
I think they were in a Honda Odyssey.
Oh, God. Well, that tells you everything you need to know. They're driving a Honda Odyssey.
They think they're main characters.
They think.
It all ties back in. They're fucking dickheads who think they're main characters.
Honda Odysseys are truly just chaotic. Like,
they're not as chaotic as Nissan Altimas.
No, but in the van category, they are the most chaotic. In the minivan category, I think.
I think so.
Because they're always just...
I could also see it being the work fam. Which I think the majority of them are Ford Transits.
Yeah, sometimes. But I feel like...
We're back on the topic of crazy drivers.
That minivan. They're just always some sort of extreme. They're either
extremely
insanely
slow,
don't know where they're going, don't know what's going on, can barely see over the steering wheel.
Switch lanes without checking blind spots.
Yeah, or they're driving like freaking maniacs, stealing people's Uber Eats foods, you know, flipping people out off the window. You know, it's just, you never know what you're going to get with them. It's so chaotic.
You want to hear a fucking crazy story?
What?
There was one time where my mom and I were driving. I want to say we were going on like a vacation or something. We were going to maybe we were going down to Atlanta.
Oh.
And this crazy guy like almost runs into my mom and I. And I was young. And it like really shocked us both. So, I mean, I'm in the back seat and I'm so confident in her window tint.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm way too confident in the stock window tint.
Right.
I'm like, Mom, you can't see anything. And this is a 10-year-old Caleb. I'm in the back seat. I'm flipping the fucking guy off. 10-year-old Caleb is flipping the guy off.
Imagine.
From the back seat. Just a little finger like
that, a little tiny finger.
Like that. And my mom was like, what are you doing? She was like, Caleb, you better stop. Stop flipping this guy off. And I'm just like, why? And that's where it all started.
Did the guy do anything?
He was laughing.
Oh, really?
I remember him laughing.
Oh, and you were probably like so insulted that he was laughing at you.
Yeah, I was like, Mom, you can't see anything through these windows. Lo and behold, you can see everything.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Everything. Window tint is a necessity in cars. Yours
doesn't
have
great. Mine done.
My truck does. My work truck doesn't. It has, like, the weakest of weak window tint. My old work truck had, like, almost illegal tint on it, and it was so nice in the summer.
Yeah.
Sun-wise, it didn't. It cooled off in there very fast, but the AC sucked.
Yeah. Yeah, I really need to get my Windows 10 because my
not
car
that expensive.
Gets hot.
We can do it soon.
Yeah, when I find some money.
We'll go to that place.
Somebody give me some money. I need to just post my my Venmo.
I need to just post.
It'd be like the buy a bride a drink thing, but instead it just says
buy a bitch some tent.
Help Anna, she's poor.
I need to just go on that feet finder thing and let some fucking people that have a foot fetish for fucked up male feet.
A hammer toe fetish.
Like, they're not that bad. I've seen worse hammer toes. I've seen some of those.
You
like
don't
that.
Have bad feet. I fuck with you about having little hammer foot toes, but they're really not bad. They look very normal.
I've seen a lot worse of toes.
I feel like I have fairly nice feet. They're pretty normal looking.
I feel like I can make like $20 a month off these things.
I have a nice arch, you know?
My arch isn't great.
My toes are fairly normal shaped. You know, my heels aren't too terribly crusty, so.
My feet are very calloused.
Like, not on the top.
The top of your feet
are incredibly soft.
Are baby soft because I don't.
I've talked about this before. You have the softest feet.
I don't wear flip flops out in public. Is what it is.
Yeah, I guess when you wear your Birks or your Crocs, you're usually wearing socks.
I'll wear the Birks out, but the Birk I don't like wearing them when it's too hot because my foot sweats in them.
Oh yeah, and then they slide around everywhere.
It's the rubber Birks that I have because I was not confident myself to buy a pair of $100 Birkenstocks.
No.
Which I probably would, because they probably would last me a couple years.
Mm-hmm.
But I bought the rubber ones, and they kind of suck. But I will not wear Crocs with no socks. I am not that kind of evil.
Ew. I just wouldn't like how my toes would feel in there. Ugh.
It's nice. It's okay if you're at the beach.
Yeah, if you were like at the beach or the pool station, or something.
But like, I'm not going to go to the store wearing just like Crocs with no socks. I'm not raw dogging Crocs in public.
Raw dogging.
Like going to the gas station, I don't consider that going into public.
No,
that's
not
just
at all.
Going to an extension of the pantry.
Yeah, like gas station, Food Lion.
Food Lion maybe a little bit more.
No.
There he is.
Food Lion has seen me.
There he is. It's Duncan.
Hi, Stinky.
Duncan, come here. You got something to say?
And do a rub. Little head rub. Whoa! That was a good one. That was a very good one, Stinky.
Good
why don't you come up here with me?
Good dog. This has just been the most chaotic episode.
You want to come sit with mommy?
He says, no, I don't. I want my food to fall already.
Do you want to come sit with mommy? Well, you have a while till your food drops. I hate to tell you.
I had to fix their timers today. They should be eating at the same time.
Oh, here he is. Oh, head
purring.
Rub on the mic.
He's already purring. Let me turn up the gain so you can hear it.
Hang on. I'm not even doing anything to him either.
He's just standing there. You're petting his tail.
He's such a good boy. I love my Dunks. Little trash cat.
Oh, man.
To know Duncan is to love him. Little stinky boy. Mommy's got to pick your eye boogers. Eye boogers. Little crusty thing. Duncan, how's it feel being a trash cat? Oh, you like it?
So
okay.
It feels good,
okay.
Man. Feels real good.
Feels real nice.
Oh, man.
This cat rules the roost, I swear.
Buffy.
Him and his sister.
Buffy is the one in charge of things around here.
So do we consider... I feel like we go back and forth with whether we consider them siblings or, like, partners.
I think we call them siblings, but I really think they're partners. It's like
they love
big,
each other so much.
It's like
much.
A big fucked up porn story.
It's kind of like...
Step bro.
It's kind of like just a nice domestic partnership.
It really is because he loves her more than
love each
anything.
Other so much. He's just like looking into my eyes right now, purring. Oh, we got the loud purrs today.
He's going crazy right now.
Oh, he loves the spotlight.
He's very much a main character of his own world.
You had to have the white hot spotlight. You had to be a big shot last night. Oh, you gonna sing it with me, Duncan? Yeah, he says, fuck yeah.
He pushed the microphone away.
I love
away.
Billy Joel so much.
Oh, man. What else? What's going on with Anna's world?
In Anna's world? Anna's world is pure chaos all the time, 24/7. Just work. Just trying to keep my sanity. You know. I mean, regardless of what type of workplace you have or what your job is, you're always going to deal with people that kind of make you a little crazy.
Maybe.
So, and don't get me wrong, I do love my job, but yep. You know, there are people that kind of make me crazy sometimes. So just doing that, and you know, the cats do come and sit with me every morning, so that's nice.
I'm jealous that you get to come and sit with them.
Yeah, they're
always going crazy when I leave, and especially like I found the most like I'm obsessed now with my breakfast.
Oh my god, those corn dog things!
I eat these sausage corn dogs that are made with a pancake.
They're sausage pancake dogs,
and they are the most amazing things in the world from Aldi. And Duncan freaks the fuck out whenever I make them. He's sitting there. He like stands on his hind legs on the chair and is belting,
screaming, what? And, like tongue out and everything.
And I know it's probably you can probably hear him clear as day from the room.
Oh yeah, I mean I'm typically always awake by the time you actually leave.
Yeah.
I'm just not out of bed yet because I wait till the very last second.
Start the game plan that everybody else I work with does is start a little bit later start a little bit earlier because you get done earlier when it's not so you don't have to be in the hottest part of the day.
Yeah.
Because working in the summer outside, it's not fun. And those who do it, I'm with you.
Yeah.
You're not alone. Imagine. Your voice is heard with me.
You're not alone in this world. Yeah. I mean, I really can't complain. I mean, of course, you know, I don't have to really like get dressed. All I usually do is just put my eyebrows on so people know I'm an actual human being. Get my blue light glasses. And I sit down in the chair with either my coffee or my tea, and the cats come and sit with me. So it's a very nice way to start my morning. But, typically my meetings or interviews that I do, start, you know, right when I sit down. So that's the only thing is like, I'm comfortable, and I don't have to go anywhere, but I do have to kind of like turn on like the second I sit down.
Yeah.
Cause I have to talk to people. I have to like be animated. I have to act like I'm interested in what they're saying. So that's the only part that kind of gets me in the mornings. Sometimes I have to wake up a little bit. Duncan is sleeping on me right now. Do you see him?
Yeah, he looks tired.
Oh my gosh, I just love it.
He's like, what the hell was that?
He's so sweet. Oh my goodness. What are you looking at?
I was making sure this stuff's still coming today.
Oh. Checking your litter delivery.
Yeah, the litter delivery. Duncan said he added something onto the order also, so we need to make sure that's going to be here.
What did he add? Better be a gift for Mommy.
It's not a gift for Mommy. It's a gift for Duncan and Buffy.
What is it? They don't need any more gifts.
They order themselves a gift. Do you really want to know what it is?
What is it?
Let me pull it up because I have no idea what he ordered.
Duncan, what are you getting into?
He ordered a 16-ounce tub of the milk treats.
A 16-ounce tub? What do we need that for?
Because we needed it if we would have spent... I had to spend another $5 to get the free same-day shipping.
You didn't even need same-day shipping.
It wouldn't have been here until Saturday.
Okay.
It was like... Wait, I'm lying. It would either be here on like... what fucking day is it? There's something that I ordered...
It's Tuesday.
...that gave me an option of either being same day or on Saturday. It was next day. It was either next day or on Saturday for that saw. I was telling a lie. He's so happy.
I just can't, like...
He's so happy that he got milk treats.
Duncan's purring is one of those things that, like... And I know that everyone with pets feels this way about, you know, one of their pets, or at least most people do. There is just something that they do that truly makes your heart, like, swell so big. It just makes you want to cry. Mm-hmm. And for me, that's Duncan's, like, really loud purring when he's, like, really chill.
Yeah.
And he's just so happy.
Well, I want to go sit with Buffy. So before we go, just a quick reminder, Go follow us. You just startled the hell out of him.
No, he's stretching.
Oh, he's stretching?
Yeah.
Just here's a reminder. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Around the Bar Pod. Stickers still available and on sale.
Yes, go get them.
Big Cartel, or is it aroundthebar.bigcartel.com?
Yes.
It's in our link tree on our Instagram.
Duncan's trying to tell you to go buy them.
Don't forget to give us a 5-star rating. We haven't said that recently.
Yes. Five stars. Don't forget to, you know, if you listen to an episode, it's probably not going to be this one that you like. But if you listen to an episode and you like it, you know, whatever, please, you know, share on your social media.
Tag us.
Yeah, tag us, you know, so we can, share that too.
If you share the episode, we might do a free sticker giveaway.
Yeah. To those who share. You know, I mean, really, that's a big thing, you know, with podcasts, especially is, you know, with small podcasts like us, it's a lot of it really is just like word of mouth, you know, letting people know.
Yeah.
You know, to take a listen. It might be for them. It might not be. And that's OK. But,
yeah,
you know, we're just doing our thing and having fun. So
we're very niche.
We're very niche.
Who like us. They like the free form, just the shooting the shit type podcast.
Yeah, it's very Hey Babe style.
When we're not drinking or mainly drinking during the podcast, it's a lot more laid back.
Yeah.
It's more of a around the lounge.
Lounging around.
Or like around the coffee shop type vibes. Anna needs to start coming with a coffee of the day on the podcast.
I came with tea today.
Do you want
me to share what it was?
What's your tea today?
Today, my tea was a nice English breakfast black tea. It was a nice English breakfast black tea with milk.
Nice English breakfast tea in it.
Yeah. It's lovely, actually.
It's lovely, isn't it?
My grandma used to drink her tea with milk, so it is very, very good.
Breakfast tea is any tea. You wanker.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
I gotta get you that sweet potato stat.
Give me that sweet potato.
I think you're starting to fall into the delirium.
I really kind of am.
Hunger delirium.
All I've had all day has been my pancake things, my two little slider sandwiches I've been making myself.
Yeah.
So do as I say, not as I do. And with that being said, go follow the podcast on Instagram and Twitter. Buy stickers. Share it. If you want free stickers, maybe share it.
Yep.
Give us a chance.
Ratings.
Tell
your friends.
Don't tell them
if you think we suck.
Even tell
keep that
if
to
you
yourself.
Think we suck, tell your friends to tell their friends that we suck. So everybody has to keep telling their friends that we suck. But every time you tell your friends we suck, they have to give us a 5-star rating. You can tell us in the 5-star rating we suck, but we're trying to help these people to make it.
5 stars worth of suckiness.
5 stars. They fucking suck bad.
5 out of 5 would not listen to again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, one last little message from Duncan. One more little purr. Duncan, say goodbye.